Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I got nothing.
Here is something to contemplate. Maybe we have two lives. One when asleep and one when awake.
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic. Magic, druids, discussing nature and plastics. Behold a night elf kind in his smile. His clothes are great.
Since we're getting close to Christmas. Yay!
Yay!
I know, I gotta start on my Christmas shopping. I am not ready for that. I'm happy they got layaway. I'm just gonna go and knock it out probably next year. And just,
you know, I hadn't even thought about that because, I mean, that most places you had layaway stopped that before I ever got to the age where I was shopping on my own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure. Isn't it Target has layaway?
Oh, everybody. There's Walmart. There's Target. Kmart.
Walmart has layaway again?
Walmart has layaway again.
Oh, that's hot. Yay.
Now, of course, I'm sure there's a cutoff at some point where you can't put anything. Well, you know what? I don't think so. There's probably not a cutoff where you can't put things on layaway. I'm sure if they're smart, they'll be like, we don't care if you want to go after.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the day after. Oh, man. I wonder if they do like they used to. Used to be, and how I remember this is listening to my mom because I was little when they stopped doing it. I was probably like 3-4, but I remember the conversation of if we wait until after the holidays are over, we can go and they'll have to give us a sale price for it.
Yeah, I remember something like that. Yeah,
there's less money to pay, so I'm gonna ask when I go. I'll let y'all know because I know it's the people out there, some gamers be like, man, if I can put stuff on layaway, I'm just gonna get one of every game I ever wanted. Put
yeah.
It on layaway. Ooh, man, that would be nice.
It would be.
Good morning, peoples. Hello.
Good morning out there in Twitterland, but I don't have opened up yet.
Yeah, I just realized I didn't have Twitter open either.
My bad.
We're sorry, guys.
Just for J, boobs.
You know what's funny? Yesterday with our 16 seconds, we were much more pulled together.
I know.
Bam, we're ready.
I am distracted today. I've got a new toy and I want to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what my deal is.
I think I've turned Ginger into a second life photographer of sorts.
Practice.
What do y'all think? I told Ginger we should start our own studio. What do you guys think? Let us know.
I think we should.
You've seen our skills. You know what we can do.
Yes. And they are getting even better, which is just amazing.
Okay, you know what? Twitter itself is slow. I have 2 tweets on my phone that are not showing up in our timeline on the actual Twitter website.
It's like the whole internet is slow today. And I'm like, what in the world?
That is utter weirdness. What's going on with you people? As Ginger would call you, you peoples.
You peoples, what's wrong with you?
You peoples need to pull it together, you peoples.
You peoples.
Ah.
All out of hand. I did call it.
Uh-oh. Okay, we got to get into professional mode. We're bad. We're being bad today.
We are. Okay, professional mode. I've got bad news.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I've got news of the stupid.
News of the stupid. That's always good news.
Yeah,
share with us.
It's horrible, but yeah. We've discussed this. If you commit a crime, if you commit a murder, you don't talk about it.
What happens in Fight Club? Wait a minute, that makes 2 things. Never mind. Go ahead, Ginger.
Exactly. All right, so GamePolitics.com. This actually came out yesterday afternoon once we got off air. Teen murderer confesses the crime in World of Warcraft chat.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wish I were. Oh, great. He's not just murder. He's also a rapist. A teen murderer and a rapist. Somebody just slapped this kid who confessed his crime in World of Warcraft to a friend because he thought it would be safe to talk there. Has been sentenced to life imprisonment with no possibility of parole for 10 years by a court in British Columbia. The 16-year-old Cruce Wellwood raped and murdered a classmate named Kim Proctor, who rejected his advances. He attempted to set up an alibi later by sending an instant message to the missing girl asking her why she never showed up to meet him. Besides confessing to the crime, Cruz left 1.4 billion sheets of paper evidence that made it fairly easy for investigators to unravel his defense. This included a printout of an instant message Cruz sent a friend after he and his accomplice raped and tortured Proctor and disposed of her body in a freezer located in a garage of his own house. Oh my God. While trying to put the body into the freezer, an unnamed friend kept texting him. Later, he replied to the friend with the message, "Sorry, the freezer is jumping around." He later confessed to murdering Proctor in a World of Warcraft chat session with a girlfriend, as chronicled by Vanity Fair. With Kim's death consuming the town and local news, Cruz became increasingly paranoid about leaving any more evidence online, but he couldn't resist the urge to share his story with someone he trusted. He was afraid of using MSN, but he thought the chat logs in World of Warcraft were less likely to be saved. Oh, my God.
Anybody that has copy-paste can save anything
right?
on the Internet. If you he'll copy-paste print screen, what is wrong?
I know, right? So on March 23rd, 5 days after Kim's murder, he told his gamer girlfriend in Halifax on MSN that he had something urgent to tell her, but that he wanted to do it over World of Warcraft chat instead. Once inside World of Warcraft, he confessed to the crime. Back on MSN, he sent her links to the news reports as backup. The girl was shocked, but she eventually replied in the way he no doubt expected, "I'll always be here no matter what you do," she wrote. Wellwood and his accomplice couldn't overcome the mountain of evidence that pointed to them as the ones who committed the crime. Ultimately, they would both plead guilty to first-degree murder and indignity to human remains. Both were sentenced to life imprisonment with no possibility of parole for 10 years.
This girl knew this, and she didn't say anything?
Doesn't look like she said a thing.
She needs to be brought in as an accessory because she should have said something. I'm
so
sorry.
Too. Yes. Mm. And, oh, my God, why? Your crazy boyfriend, sorry, the words I want to use are not good for daytime. Your crazy boyfriend just admitted to killing a girl, raping and killing her. And you're, I still love you. I love you anyway. No, your boyfriend is nuts. What is wrong with you?
I would have been saying that, but I'd been right on the phone with the police at the same time.
Hell,
yeah, look at what he's typing. Let me go ahead and sing this
uh-huh.
screen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I've been looking for a new place at the same time.
Changing my avatar.
Yes.
What is
change of name, change it all.
Why would you? We're not talking about. And I'm not trying to say murder under any circumstances is okay. But in all honesty, the only way I would react that way is if he said, you know, somebody was attacking me. I had to kill them in self-defense. I'm feeling guilty. Then I'd say, you know what, I'm here for you, but you need to go confess. Why didn't she urge him to go confess? Why would she? She's just as, what is wrong with these kids? We need to, you know what, I'm telling you, license and psychological test before you're allowed on the Internet. I'm serious.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my God.
We need to know where you are and just how crazy you are. What is wrong with you people?
Yes. What is wrong? Drop on your heads, something, ate paint chips, lead paint chips. I don't know.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around how you would think somewhere in your, it's bad, the guy is bad, he's horrible, the girl is what's getting me.
You knew your boyfriend killed this girl. You knew he raped and tortured her and stuffed her body in a fridge. And you're, I love you anyways. Your boyfriend is nuts. He's going to do this to you.
Yes. That's what gets
you. You are next in line.
Would you think you were special? You thought you were special. He wouldn't come after you. Oh, no, he loves me. No, this girl was special to him, too. Look what he did to her.
Mm-hmm.
And good lucky thing he had some sort of conscience and he had to speak up. But, you know, what if he didn't?
No. This guy has no conscience.
What? Well, he confessed, so he has something bothering him in there.
I guess.
Okay, well, we got a nice surprise this morning. That
Yeah,
you already know about the surprise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is awesome. I like it.
Hello to Social Spiel. They sent us an email around 7 this morning. I was very excited to hear from them. If you know who Social Spiel is, they are the ex-Rockstar developers that made the game we were playing earlier in the week where I was trying to keep Ginger from playing on the air, Tight Lines Fishing. they sent
was
us.
Trying. I wasn't really succeeding.
Yes, they sent us an email, Ginger, and this is what I didn't tell Ginger about the surprise: is that I got screenshots for levels and levels and levels and levels. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at them right now. They're so delicious.
I want to play. Can I go play? Yeah.
No, you cannot play until after the show.
Please.
Please. Them an email back. Tell them we're already fans, but they did want us to share because they are trying to, of course, get some Social Spiel going. Perfect name, right?
Their game is a blast. Go play.
It really is a whole lot of fun. They are an angel-funded lean startup. They are located in Vienna, Austria. Of course, they are the ex-senior developers. Senior. All right, guys, sorry about that. BT dropped us. They're having some issues over at BT. They have been since Halloween, so not surprising.
Yes, BT, stop being pains in our butts.
Yes. To continue, they're saying Tightlines is being described as Animal Crossing meets Frontiersville, and that's pretty accurate. If you want to go check it out, their Facebook URL is facebook.com, of course, / Tightlines Fishing. They're currently still in beta, but they have over 30,000 users already. They launched publicly on October 31st, Halloween, and they are saying they're the first unique social game that focused on the activity of fishing, collecting, and crafting. She's going to go nuts.
Yes, I love me some crafting.
And get this, I think we said this the other day, but I'll say it again. Since mid-September, over 1,500,000 fish have been caught, and they're currently in their next round of fundraising for the company. So we want to support them. They actually did something. It is different.
It is different, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, having a bunch of fun, although me and the fish were having some issues. They don't want to bite my hook. They like ginger better.
They do, too. Man. As soon as I throw my thing in, I've got a fish on it.
I was fishing for 15 minutes, and I caught one fish. I'm very disappointed in myself.
You know, a friend of mine used to throw shit at me in World of Warcraft, too. He was always like, how is it you are catching so many fish? I throw mine in, and I have to wait years as soon as it hits. I'm hearing it being ganked.
She's digital. She's a digital lure, digital bait.
I am. Not always the good kind, apparently.
Anyway, congrats to our new friends over at Social Spill. Thank you for the email this morning. We were very, 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 very happy to hear from you. Very happy.
Yes, thank you for sending us lots of love. All right, it's winter, and some of y'all are getting ready for winter games. Winter Stars takes up star position. New motion control game reaches gold status.
Ooh.
Deep Silver, the game's label of Koch Media. We don't care about that. Today announced the Winter Stars has now gone into production. The sports game for Kinect, the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Wii, including Wii Balance Board, will be releasing in stores on November 25th, 2011, just in time for Christmas. Winter Stars entices gamers off their sofas with its high quality and easy to learn exhilarating motion controls. The unique family mode offers
wow. And you know what's the funny part is when I call them, they're going to say it was us.
No, it's not us. Not us. It's y'all. Bless you.
That wasn't me.
I know it wasn't. I still said bless you.
Well, what were we speaking of before we keep continually getting dropped?
I don't know. Are we connected?
Yeah, we are connected. We're back.
Oh, yay. All right. Now I got to find where I was at. Oh, crap. Oh, no, there we go. All right, I was talking about Winter Stars. All right. Hopefully y'all heard the beginning of this, but if not, anyways, y'all can read it over on Game of Matrix. This new title enables sports fans of all ages and abilities to compete with one another or against virtual opponents in no less than 11 disciplines. Paraskiing, curling, snowmobile, bobsled, ooh, that sounds like fun, downhill skiing, figure skating, ooh, that should be fun, biathlon, free ride skiing, snowboard cross, ski flying, and short track. In thrilling multiplayer action, up to four players can engage in dynamic online or offline competitions for championship titles or simply enjoy the variety of winter sports-themed mini-games on offer. So this sounds like this is going to be a fun holiday game for when you have all those annoying family members over. Hmm. So you might want to grab this.
Speak for yourself. Nobody's coming to my house. If I can help it.
All right. Well, I have got I got this up on GameOfNatrix.com already this morning. If you'd like to go check it out, it is Winter Stars, and again, it's going to be for the Xbox, the PS3, and the Wii.
I will open the door and cough and hack if you try to come to my house. I'm just telling you, flat out.
I'm going to a friend's house for Thanksgiving, but we haven't decided for Christmas what we're doing.
Again, I say. Like I said, well, you're welcome to come, but anybody else, I will open the door. I'm so sick. I'm sorry. What were you saying? You came over for Christmas. Mm. Yeah, we're all sick. You're so,
That's
so
horrible.
Sick. I don't know what to... You really want to come in? Lovely people, lovely. All right, so assuming we stay online.
Yay!
Let's talk about something good and happy after we had the we opened the show so horrible and then we couldn't get anything else out to you.
I know, it's horrible. Heather.
But Games Aid, remember that company?
Yes, I do.
They've named the six charities which will benefit from its patronage this year, each with us, with each scheme, I don't like the way they call that a scheme, receiving a check for 29,000 francs, Linden, euros, whatever, and a 74% share, I'm sorry, 74% increase on last year's total. The charities are which garnered the most votes from Gamers Aid members in the recent round of voting were Action for Kids, which provides essential equipment to improve the lives of disabled children, Jigsaw for You, which focuses on helping traumatized children recover and reengage with their environments, and Lifelights, which helps to entertain and care for terminally ill young people in hospices. Special Effect, which prototypes and builds technology which enables the handicapped to enjoy video games, was also selected for funding, as were Child Support Services, MAPS, and the Willow Foundation, which takes seriously ill children on field trips and days out. The chairman, named Sarah Seeby, says that they are very delighted to be donating to those six charities, all of whom do an extremely valuable job of helping children and young people in the UK. So Games Aid is a UK entity. Remember, gamersoutreach.org is one of our local ones if you want to get involved in donating for something here. And they do more than just the troops. It just happens to be the month that they celebrate the troops. So.
Yeah.
She's saying it's also, she also is quoted as saying it's gratifying to see the amount of charities that are helped and the actual amount of money increasing over the year. Of course, they're saying if you're interested in becoming a member of Games Aid and you're over in the UK area or not, you can probably, they'll take your money even if you're not from the UK. You can drop by their website and sign up for updates, and it is Games Aid, GamesAid.org. Go ahead and drop by, donate some cash. I'm sure they'd appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Share your monies.
Yes. Share your monies. All right. Another charity. A charity is actually going on right now. And that is Child's Play. The Child's Play 2011 charity drive officially kicked off this week, targeting a goal of around $2 million in donations. The charity created by Penny Arcade, which I know a lot of us love, I'm over there all the time, is dedicated to bringing games and gaming hardware to sick children in hospitals around the world. So far, over $450,000 in donations has already been received this year. To date, Child's Play has raised a total of $9 million since its launch in 2003. A charity auction and dinner for Child's Play will take place on December 8th with a per-seat ticket price of $145. That will take place at, Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue, Washington. Those interested in donating to Child's Play can do so via PayPal by texting gamers, or by texting gamers to 50555, or by mailing them a check directly. Naturally, there will be plenty of opportunities to participate in events and happenings within the community that also support the charity. All right, so if you want to find out how else to get involved or you want to read more about the charity, you can head over to childsplaycharity.org.
Oh.
That time of year again for all the charities, isn't it?
Yeah. The bad part is everybody waits until this time of the year. We should be trying to help all year long, not just Christmas time, not just Thanksgiving. And I'm guilty of that, too. I don't think about people until till Christmas and Thanksgiving. And sometimes I don't think about you even then because it's just, I'm like, I'm in my corner and it's cold. So there you go.
In my blanket and I'm cold. Yes.
Like right now, yes, I'm in my fluffy blue robe and yes, I'm fully clothed underneath it. It's just nice and cold. I like that. All right. DC Universe is clapping themselves on the back this morning. Apparently, they picked up 120,000 new users since they went free to play earlier this week. Sony Entertainment's DC Universe has picked up that extra, those extra registrations via PC. That's according to SOE boss John Smedley, who also noted that concurrent users are up by four times as much. To increase take-up, the company is also planning a big TV and online advertising push this month. DC Universe Online for both PC and PlayStation 3 is the latest massively multiplayer game to go free-to-play after originally launching with a subscription model. Last month, Smedley wrote to GamesIndustry.biz, who is reporting the story that I'm telling you about, and stating that he believes the free-to-play models are the future of online gaming. I wholeheartedly disagree. is anybody actually playing this on PlayStation? I've never tried to play an MMO on a console, although I think it would be interesting. to try? Like I've been debating plugging in
more. A couple of MMOs, but I've not ever played them on console.
Yeah, there's been quite a few. I mean, I even actually entertained the thought. I have a Logitech controller that they gave us some years ago. It was a prototype, I think, for what's standard now. And I've been contemplating plugging it in to see if I can play APB with it.
Ooh.
Yeah, because sometimes I just need the trigger finger. I need to be able to pull the gun and mess some of you up.
Yes.
After I check out your profile and your theme song, that is. And what kind of car you got in case you try to run away. Can I catch you is the problem. I saw this guy last night. Oh, man. He was like a level 40-something.
Uh-huh.
And he had this really nice car, and he had the dreadlocks and the glasses, and his theme song was just nice. I said, it's a shame that I'm going to have to pop you in the back of the head with the gun. But he got away too quickly. I don't know if I could, him being the high level, you know, if I could have even heard him. He might have some super armor. His dreads might be armor. I don't know. But I did entertain the thought. He was walking, looking all cool. I was like, I should just shoot you in the back of your head. Thank you. Look, this after we report this morning. This is in-game violence, people, not real violence. I would never do that for real. Not ever.
In-game violence, totally different.
Mm-mm-mm. Anyway, if anybody else is out there is playing DC Universe on your PlayStation, I'd like to know if you like it. I cannot fathom playing an MMO on a console, honestly. Mm.
All right. We said it was going to happen. Actually, I think Corey said it was going to happen.
I did?
Yeah, we've been hearing about that. Well, actually, I think you talked about this last night on air, but I'm going to talk about it anyways today. Nintendo wins at preliminary hearing for Wii patent infringement case.
We actually mentioned that yesterday. But
did we?
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday.
Oh, well, then I won't go over it today. But yeah, Nintendo won.
And they run the temporary stay, or is this a new update? Because yesterday it was a temporary thing. They said they could still lose, but...
It doesn't say. It's probably the same one. Ohio-based company Motiva?
Mm-hmm.
Patent infringement case against Nintendo. It is a preliminary hearing, so it could, again, they could win later on. But, yeah, so I think it's the same thing.
I doubt that they will win. Y'all stop it.
Yeah, y'all are going to get some Nintendo. That's just not going to work. Alright, well, let me grab this other one then. Gearbox honors deceased fan with eulogy, inclusion, and Borderlands 2.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, I think that's awesome. While we often take publishers and developers to task for things they do that are generally anti-consumer, it's always nice to write stories about the good things they do for fans. Gearbox is a company that does go out of its way to treat its gamer base with dignity, respect, and fondness. For example of this, you need only read this wonderful Destructoid story about what the company did for a young man who died from cancer. The story begins when a man named Carlos wrote Gearbox to ask them if they would be willing to have the popular Borderlands NPC Claptrap read a eulogy for his late friend Michael John Merrimill, who passed away last month at the young age of 22.
Oh, gosh.
That is so young. Not only did Gearbox do that, the company decided to take Michael John Merrimill and make Michael John Merrimill an NPC in the upcoming sequel, Borderlands 2. While we often talk about the great charitable works the developers do, this is by far the most inspirational story that the writer says that he's written in a long time. You can listen to the eulogy from Claptrap. They've actually got a link where you can actually listen to it. And if you want to find that, it's over on GamePolitics.com. I wonder if we can put this up on our website.
Probably. I don't see where they would have a problem. And if they do, they got problems.
Yeah, but
this is beautiful.
That is beautiful. That is amazing. I love hearing things like this.
That's what you should be doing with your powers.
Yeah.
Not making naked women. Okay.
No. Why the naked women? Seriously. This is armor. It's going to give you all this. No, my boobs are hanging out. Nothing is covered. That is not armor.
I'm telling you, I was fighting somebody wearing some of the armor I see us wearing in games. They would be so dead within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, some of you out there, it's Friday. You're sitting there. It's cold. Get up and dance.
It is cold.
Get up and dance, because it's out today.
Yay!
Yes, out today. O Games' exciting new party title, Get Up and Dance, is now out on Nintendo Wii and PlayStation Move for PlayStation. What is this? Who wrote this? November 4th. Wow. Okay, so they're saying it's time to get up and get the dancing shoes on as of today. O Games has released Get Up and Dance, the brand new dance party game that everyone can play. You can order it online or take it home today and strut your stuff to the massive hits from the likes of Nicole Scherzinger, Jessie J, Example, and Rizzle Kicks, or boogie to classics like Salt and Pepper's dance hit. I said Salt and Pepper's. Why did I say it like that? It's Peppa. Dance hit Push It, as Amy Childs did at the Glitzy launch in London last week, featuring group career and shape up models. That's what we need right there.
Wow. Y'all need to be taking videos of this too.
Right. This is they have an awesome track list with official videos and loads more. You can get your copy today. Yay!
Yay!
They did send some other stuff, but the PR is so short, I'm not really. Let me see if they gave me some more. I hate going over to their website, this particular company, because they have this crazy alarm clock that's singing.
Why? People, why do y'all do that? Y'all know some of us are coming from work and whatnot. Why are you putting these noisy?
All right. It's not a game. It's just they decided to have sound, and it's an annoying alarm clock. You know one of those alarm clocks where you just want to pick it up and throw it? Stop it.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of the titles I'm finding. I'm actually liking this better than I liked Dance Central's tracks. You got Apache Indian, Boom Shellac Lack. Do you remember that? You got your Bare Naked Ladies from back in the day, 1 week. That 1 week since you looked at things. Okay. You got Achy Breaky Heart for Billy Ray Cyrus, which I also love. De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I, another song I love. Hot Stuff from Donna Summer. Oh, God, how old was I when I came out? Like, one? Elton John, yes, Elton John is on here. Your grandparents will know these songs. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Oh, my God.
oh, song that we've been playing here recently. Gwen Stefani, What You Waiting For. Oh, my God, Lionel Richie, Dancing on the Ceiling, really?
That is so old. Oh, I love that song. I haven't heard that in forever.
Okay, I'm going to cut you.
Okay. This is a baby. You don't cut me.
Yeah, but those are just a few of them. It's actually a pretty nice set list. I might like to dance to these and over and over. So go pick up your copy. Let us know if you like it. Yeah, they did give us a bunch of stuff, screenshots and stuff, but I think we've pretty much used all these up already. Some of these are kind of old. We might have a new one, but not really. Anything major that you want to see? Sometimes if you don't see us put up things, it's because we're like, you've seen it before. No point. But the set list is awesome. I may post that up for you just so you can, you know, you're not doing anything this weekend. And it's cold at your house. It's cold wherever you are because it's 39 in Houston today. I know it's cold elsewhere.
It is cold where I'm at.
It is. 39 again. Jay wanted to tell you, he said, but it's enchanted armor, see?
Enchanted armor. That's nice. My butt is hanging out. All you have to do is spank it, and I'll be like, ow.
You know what I used to always think playing EverQuest when I have on my little skimpy armor? I'd go to Everfrost, and I think, if this was real, I'd have frostbite by now.
Yes.
Things would start falling off.
I got no shoes on, and you are making me walk around chasing and killing rats in the snow. I'm going to have no toes left. I don't care what you need these rats for. I don't care if you need, like, six eyes to make a necklace for your love.
And
I'll get them.
And if I recall, there was no plus warm or anything like that. I'm sure if they had it to do over, if they do it now, we have stuff. You know, it would have to resist against the cold somehow. That was.
Yeah,
nice.
I want to say that even I can't think of the class that actually started off in the snow. They had to say there were fires placed around that you would have to go and warm up around.
The Viking people.
The Vikings.
Those big, tall, ginormous people.
Yeah, but that's I don't think that's what they were called. Yeah. There were fires set around that you had to go and get warm at. Otherwise, you would freeze to death.
Man, I'm almost tempted to dress up like, you know, I'm from Everfrost and make a fire in my front yard and just sit around it and tell people I'm making batwing cookies and see who knows what I'm talking about.
That's so awesome. I'm going to come play with you. That's really bad.
I made a mean batwing cookie. My batwing cookies. My batwing cookies would buff you and warm you and cure your hunger and increase your mana all at the same time. Excellent.
All right.
It keeps bats on hand. Look, I'm talking. I keep bats on hand all the time to make them cookies.
I love you, Corey.
I also had other parts. I made bat feet soup.
Oh, bat feet soup. That sounds so gross.
I have no idea. But there was other parts you could use to make out of the bat. I just made
that
the soup up.
So gross.
Yeah, you don't remember there was outside of Quenos. There was this shack way down the road where you could only get this certain ingredient to make this certain dish. And it was something that was hot that did something. It was supposed to warm you up or something. I don't remember what it was. But I always remember that, having to go to that house and trying not to die on the way because it was always a lion or something around the house. Anyway.
Nice. I remember the first time I got killed by a lion. I was like, oh, my God. God, get it off.
It's even more shocking when you have no idea there are lions in the game. It's like, why are there lions?
I know. I was like, wait a minute. We're in the jungle. Why is there lions?
No, even worse for me, there was a desert. It was like a desert plain where you couldn't see anything. You know, it was just sand.
Yeah.
There he was suddenly.
You got to love those.
And he just
pop out of nowhere.
Yes, and he just swipe you about the face. That's when they used to res anywhere or spawn anywhere. Swipe.
Oh, my God. They would, too, just out of the blue spawn.
I love when I'd just be standing there and they would just spawn around me.
No, what I hated was zoning into one of these. And because back then I was on dial-up and it took forever to zone. So by the time by the time I actually zoned and everything rezzed in, I was dead.
Like,
another trucker. It was horrible.
That sound, you remember that sound? And you just fall over. Yeah.
Yes, I was like, I just zoned. Bastages.
Oh, God, Jay's wrong. It's enchanted armor that's weak against smacking and jiggling. Figure something else out.
Yeah.
Out of order. Is it my turn?
No, it's my turn.
Okay, go.
All right. Area Games launches closed beta registration for new sci-fi MMO FPS Repulse.
Ooh.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Area Games today announced that closed beta registration has begun for Repulse, a new 3D sci-fi massively multiplayer online first-person shooter. Set in a dystopian future where the citizens of Earth have polluted the planet beyond repair, Repulse unfolds an epic sci-fi inspired tale where humans must journey to a new world to continue their existence. Unfortunately, the current inhabitants of mankind's new home planet harbor a different idea. Deploy high-tech weaponry and powerful battle maneuvers and highly tactical twitch-based combat to perform a hostile takeover and save the future of mankind. So in other words, you know, we found another place with you know, Indians, and we're going to just take it over and move to the reservation. That's not very cool. All right, so change class during battle, switch freely between the cyber engineer and assault class as you wait to respawn in battle. Thrilling game modes engage in 16-player death matches, destroy your opponent's bases in demolition missions, stave off player-controlled alien hordes, or test your mettle in a fast-paced capture the flag. Twitch-based Twist-based combat, tactical strategy, and a fast reaction time are key to your victory. Calibrate your combat maneuvers with high-tech weaponry and powerful gear. Tons of gear. Experiment with numerous types of weapons, armor, and ultra-modern equipment. Special equipment grants you unique abilities. Repulse will be free to download and free to play. We love those. Interested players can learn more and sign up to participate in the upcoming closed beta test at repulse.areagames.com. Yay!
Fantabulous.
I don't know what I think about that storyline. That does kind of suck. We're going to go to your planet. Y'all are living there. That's fine. We're just going to, you know, wipe you out. That's nice.
Well, that's pretty much how we are as humans anyway. We go to areas and wipe people out. That's actually already in Spore. Did you ever get to play Spore?
No, never did get to play Spore.
Well, Spore was, of course, Spore has so many levels. It's kind of overwhelming to play. You start off as a Spore and you go up and up and up and up until you're able to develop the technology to leave your planet and go to others. And if you got there and there was already people there, you had two options. You could try to get them to, you know, go along with you and assimilate. And if they did not, you had the option to blow up the whole planet and then take it over. So, yeah.
Ew.
So it's like resistance is futile is what you'd say when you get there. You're going to come with me or I'm going to take it. So there you go. So not unusual, not completely. Probably in a MMO setting is really odd. I got two short ones.
Uh-oh, what do you got?
Well, ex-Cryptic staff form a crowdsourcing studio called Mob Rules. Three former employees of Cryptic Studios, which if you're not familiar, made the lovely game City of Heroes. They were based out of Austin, Texas. I don't know where they are now. They formed a crowdsourcing studio called Mob Rules Games. Dia.biz is reporting that the team will allow those who donate to the company vote in the decision of its titles, and it's letting its first game be chosen from a selection of three. I don't know if this is a good idea, guys. We want to build a studio based from the beginning on community support, open development methods, and transparent business practices. But it admitted that its games won't be designed by committee, and it has a clear vision of what it intends to produce. It says, we won't consult the voters on every little decision. We also won't consult them on every big decision. The Mob Rules developers have a vision for our games and are responsible for making them as fun and as great as we can. And designed by committee seldom produces stellar results. Very true. But there are still plenty of times when there is no obvious right answer or when the opinions of our customers really are the best way to decide what to do next. The company, of course, was founded by Rick Dakin, who is the original lead design on City of Heroes, who I remember, Jonathan Wills, former software engineer at Google and Cryptic, and Austin McKinley, comic illustrator and artist on the Facebook game Cold War Clambake, which we have not played here, ironically, because we've usually played everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to these guys. I will be watching. Make us proud. Make us Texans proud.
Watching.
You make us proud, guys. They've always been a very nice group. They've been nice to us, but you know, people buy them out and they start acting squirrely, so you lose your contacts. But at least I know where they are now, so I'll be following you and harassing you.
Awesome.
And we may even show up at your studio. If you're still in Austin, we'll show up at your studio. I'll bring Ginger, she'll bring some biscuits and stuff. And we'll secretly take pictures of what you're working on and post it to Facebook, and then you'll be mad at us. Anyway.
That'll be, yes.
Cause so my,
our name will be everywhere.
It's okay. So my second one is, okay, so if you've been watching TV the last few days or just on the internet in general, you probably know I told you I was waiting for them to do this, and they finally did it. Guess what? Harry Potter, the whole box set, will be available in just a few short days. And when I say whole box set, from beginning to the, from the first Harry Potter to the end, I have to sell a couple of mine, unfortunately, on eBay. But so I can go buy the whole box set, because that's what I wanted, to have all of them.
Yeah.
So those are out. But also, at the same time, just to make sure they just really got you covered, on November the 11th, Lego Harry Potter 5 mm-hmm. through 7. Remember we've been telling you about that, years 5 through 7?
Yeah.
Well, they've released a demo for the game. Or it will be. Well, no, the game is out. Why do they do this? I hate when they write it this way. It's out November the 11th, but the demo is available for you now on the Xbox Live Marketplace. There's also a PC demo available. Those of you who have Mac, sorry, you are SOL. There's also a PlayStation 3 demo. It's going to be available on the PlayStation Network soon, but they don't have a date. If you're wondering what this one's about, continues the saga of the boy who lived. In this spellbinding adventure for wizards and muggles alike, this time players are transported through the final three books and the final four films to experience the ultimate fight of good versus evil. The creative Lego prowess unites with the expansive world of Harry Potter once again to deliver an exciting and rewarding gameplay experience. The game features lessons, spellcasting, dueling, and much more for players of all ages to enjoy. It is currently only available, so far as they're telling us, in North America, beginning November the 11th for the 360.
Yeah, we got the all down.
Also for the PlayStation 3, it'll be on the PSP, PlayStation Portable, the Wii, and the Nintendo DS, and the 3DS, because they are not playing around, and PC, Mac people, sorry. So I'm real excited about that. I think I might want to play that, I might want to pick up those, and I might want to pick up a box set, so that I'm not going to watch all them, I'd be dead by the time.
Yeah.
How long is that, like 8 hours of movie? That's like a whole day.
Is-
well, you know what? If it's one of those days, you know how we get those storms where, you know, you just wake up and it's just all day and you're like, I'm not going out.
You can't go out. It's
yeah,
rainy.
Yeah.
It's all down.
It's flooding and stuff. So that's one of those days. Maybe I will. I'll sit and watch it and then I'll take a break and play some and then come back and, yeah.
Awesome.
They just sent that to us, by the way. Lovely peoples over there at Warner Brothers Interactive. Mwah.
Mwah. Oh. All right, what have we got? Get
stuff.
Snatch happy with Go Vacation.
You know, as I said, get snatch happy. I was like, snatch? Why would she say
snap
that?
Snap happy. Snap happy.
You know, it says snatch. Why would she say snatch? Why would she say that? Oh, she didn't. Never mind.
Yeah. It's not APP. No, no.
Because you know that's where my mind is, right?
Yes, exactly. Show us your most hilarious holiday photo for the chance to win a weekend escape. If the thrills and spills of Go Vacation for We have got you in the mood for a trip away, then dust down your best holiday shots as you could be in for a chance to win a top prize in our Go Vacation photo competition. The fun-filled We game, which launches in Europe today, offers holiday thrills and excitement and excitement aplenty. We want to offer a taste of the activities on offer in Go Vacation by giving you the chance to win a weekend for two at a luxury resort in the south of France. Ooh, that sounds nice. The Club Med Opio in Provence is the ideal escape for lovers of adventure and leisure, with activities including flying trapeze and golf alongside a low-octane Club Med Spa. All you have to do to win the luxury break is to complete the registration process and show us your most hilarious holiday photo. From a crazy pose of your friends at the Eiffel Tower to your parents' hilarious expression on the beach, we want to see your snaps. Our runners-up will leave anything but empty-handed, as finishing second or third will earn you a copy of Go Vacation, a Wii Balance Board, a Wii Wheel, and a Wii Zapper.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
The rest of the entrants in the top 10 will get to take home a copy of Go Vacation, and the photos of all 10 finalists will be published on the Go Vacation photo competition website.
Oh, nice.
Taking a snapshot of a memorable holiday moment is just one of the things you can do in Go Vacation for Wii, using a customized character of your personal me. A great game for all the family this Christmas, Go Vacation offers you your very own island escape with 50 multiplayer activities, including surfing, kayaking, and even ski jumping, all from the comfort of your living room. Launching today exclusively on the Wii, Go Vacation is sure to provide a welcome distraction from the cold weather outside. Actually, that does sound nice.
I don't know. I need winter stuff to do, people.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm going to miss this year?
What are you going to miss?
Oh, it's time for us to take a break. I'll tell you while we go ahead and crank up the music. It's time for us to take a little bit of a break. You know how it is. You know, we got to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you this. At least where I got eaten. I'm going to miss having my house in Second Life. I usually put down an ice skating pond, and I have nowhere to put my ice skating pond this year. My feet.
No time for good.
No, I could. Now I'm all like,
no ice skating to be here, no Christmas decorations.
No, I can't start decorating yet. I refuse.
I didn't hear you, girl.
But I can't start decorating.
I tell you what. You guys out there, because a lot of you love this particular song like Ginger and I do, I want to see somebody do a video, but I want it to be zombies doing ballroom dancing to this song.
Oh, that's a challenge. I'm going to take that challenge.
Yeah, put it together. Zombie ballroom dancing.
I did notice where I could actually record video with the Kirsten's viewer, so I might actually have to do that.
Yes, put that together to this song.
Oh, and I did find the mesh thing, but it's not working right.
Yeah, I told you it would.
I mean, it's like resing the right shape, but the textures are all wrong.
Yes, craziness.
Yes.
We need to support that chick. Maybe I'll have her on. We'll maybe have her stop by one morning during the news. We keep saying that, but sometimes we're just chugging through the news.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe one morning we'll only do, like, partly some of the news. We'll, like, do 30 minutes of news, like, in the end or something. We'll have her the first 30 or something.
That'd be a shock to her. Got to support our ladies in development.
Yes.
All right. Is it my turn to go?
Yeah, I think it is, maybe. Yeah, because you were talking about, you know, what you were going to miss as the music turned up.
Yeah.
Because I just finished talking about Go Vacation.
Yeah, sadly, I can't find our music that's playing. Oh, there it goes. We are out of order always, every day. Well, Groupon, you heard of that, people?
Yes.
Well, they're doing extremely well. Wow, they're doing well. Their shares soared this morning.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Well, let me tell you the price that it soared to. $28, which is a 40% increase over its $20 price announced last night as the company made its initial public offering. The $28 opening price puts Groupon's market value at $17.8 billion. At its opening price, the company was valued at about $12.7 billion, which was less than the company's original expectations that it would be valued between $15 billion and $20 billion at the opening price. Now, while the stock has since traded upward, of course, the gain is enjoyed by outside shareholders, not the company. That will be you peoples out there. I knew I should have bought me some Groupon stock.
You people.
missed out on that one. The Chicago-based Daily Deal site, which is the category leader in group buying, listed its shares on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticket symbol GRPN. The company was expected to raise approximately $700 million from the sale of 35 million shares. The opening price for Groupon shares was $20, announced yesterday after the markets closed. And today, well, they're selling just 4.7% of their shares today, one of the lowest share percentages of a decade, actually. In Groupon, some see the echoes of the late 90s dot-com boom, where young internet companies with little or no revenue pushed through the IPO process, only to go bust in the months that followed. While listing themselves as publicly traded companies minted a new generation of millionaires, the practice left bamboozled investors holding the bag. Groupon, of course, has faced intense scrutiny over its accounting practices, which many believe distorted the company's profitability. Groupon had to raise its first S-1 filing since June. Questions arose about why the company was measuring its revenue with a term called ACSOI, or Adjusted Consolidated Segment Operating Income. And I know you're like, this is a gaming news show. Well, this involves us.
Yes, it does.
Because they're selling some game stuff. The uncommon unit of measurement is ignored. Certain non-cash expenses and discretionary online marketing expenses that are incurred primarily to acquire new subscribers, according to the filing, and took advertising costs off the book. Yeah, that's not good. During the first 6 months of 2011, the company spent $432 million on marketing and customer acquisition. Yeah, you see those commercials where the girls are and the guys jumping through the walls, they're skydiving. Uh-huh. They spent money for that. That's a lot of money. Sales, of course, have slowed for Groupon's core local deals product, and attempts to innovate its model have largely failed. The Groupon Now app, which serves as location-based deals, earned the company just $2.6 million in gross sales in its first 6 months. In January, Groupon raised $95 million in private capital after turning down $6 billion acquisition offer from Google the previous month. I'm sorry. I would have said, Google, okay, here's how it goes. You can have us, but we want to stay on staff. We need the contract that says we're on staff for at least the next, 8 years. I need 8 years worth of job security. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even care if you want me to sweep the floor. That's fine. I need to keep my same salary, though. My same salary and benefits. You can have me sweeping the floor, cleaning the toilets with my toothbrush. I need the same salary, and I need to stay here for 8 years. Of course, while Groupon's investors are among the most prominent names in venture capital and private equity, including Goldman Sachs, and even if you're not into investing, you probably have heard that name, Yuri Milner and Greylock Partners, unusual financial practices still abound. Groupon co-founder Eric Lefkowski, I hope I said your name right, and his family have already cashed out more than $382 million from the company before the IPO, leading many to wonder whether he believes in the long-term health of the company. That doesn't look good. By contrast, Groupon co-founder and chief executive officer Andrew Mason has received $10 million in founder liquidity prior to the IPO. You know, people run. I'm not going to buy any of this stock. This is not. These are signs that says it's not going to go well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You got more?
I got more. Oh, never mind. This is old. I hate when they do that. Stop goading me. They tried to get me. Never mind. I'm not going to even share that news. Thank you, people. Your old news. We already talked about that. Sending us old stuff. And the date on it is even old. It says July.
Yeah, they did that to me yesterday, too. I was like, ah.
We have already reported this.
I know. When I started reading it, I was like, wait a minute. I know. I've done this story.
This was back in January. It's almost January again.
I know. All right. Uh-oh. Further delay for Bracken Tour. Additional development time used for perfecting horror adventure. Publisher Iceberg Entertainment has announced a further delay to early quarter one of 2012 for its upcoming PC horror adventure, Bracken Tour, The Time of Tooth and Claw, by British developer Shadow Tour Studios, known for the successful adventure game Barrow Hill. So apparently a spokesperson said about the delays that the developer is and has been working hard on the game, which has become much bigger over the past year than originally intended. We are aware that Bracken Tour release date has been moved back several times now. We do regret missing the Halloween deadline, but Shadow Tour is a small indie developer working on a really big project, and as such, it can be difficult to actually tie things up. We are quite sure the developer will finish the project before Christmas 2011. But they will not give us time to release it this year. That being said, we are still convinced Bracken Tour will be an adventure game classic, We know we're asking for a lot of patience, especially from customers who have pre-ordered. It has been a long wait. But we don't want to make that wait worth. But we do want to make that wait worthwhile instead of rushing an unfinished product out. Hence, we have now adapted the more generic quarter one of 2012 date, which basically means when it's done, to avoid people focusing on a specific date and getting their hopes up. All right. So what is Bracator? The blood moon is risen. Something is stirring. Something feral, ancient, and terrible. It began many years ago with the discovery of the livestock ripped to shreds, torn apart, and devoured. But the beast now has a taste for blood, human blood. There has been a murder, a vicious, brutal killing. Out there on the mist-shrouded moorland, a lone hiker has been discovered mutilated and bloody.
Ew.
Our land was once the hunting ground for many vicious carnivores, but they have long since disappeared, hunted into extinction. Could those beasts somehow have returned to seek revenge? Solve the mystery of the moorland beast? As a bold journalist looking for the next big story, how far would you go to grab the front page? Would you risk your life by spending a night on the mysterious moor with only the canvas of your tent as protection? If so, Bracator awaits your arrival. The stony outcrop boasts several unnerving stories. From unexplainable glowing lights to this latest horrifying incident, are some places cursed or are they haunted by those who went before? The past holds the key. Only through understanding the old ways of the primitive people who once lived on these moors will you survive the night. You must decide what is worst. What is worse, the beast that lurk in the darkness or the terrifying acts performed by our ancient ancestors? All right, so if you want more information, I have this up on GameNatrix.com this morning. Go over there and check it out. This actually sounds kind of spooky.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Obscure. I've talked about that game before, and it was supposed to be on our list of Halloween things, but our site was not cooperating. That's why y'all didn't get your Halloween list. Sorry, guys. As I was watching Halloween on Halloween, and I was thinking about Obscure. I'm wondering what happened to those people over at Dreamcatcher Interactive and Hydrovision Entertainment. You guys really need to come out of retirement or wherever you are and give us a new version of Obscure and make it a multiplayer. Have you heard of Obscure before, Jen?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just imagine if you could be Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween.
Ooh.
That's pretty much what Obscure is. But you can, it has 5 playable characters. You can switch between them, and once they're dead, they're dead.
That's nice. See, that's what you want. Once you kill something, you want it to stay dead.
Yeah. So once you, whatever character you're playing, and each character has their, you know, their strengths, their and their weaknesses. If they end up dying, then you can't play with them anymore. They don't, you know, show back up in a closet like Left 4 Dead. They're gone. So I would love something like that in a multiplayer. That would have been excellent to have for Halloween, and it was really a good game. I also love the engine. When they got hurt, like if they got stabbed or cut by something, they actually retained that injury.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, so their leg was hurt, they're limping and trying to outrun the, you know, the whoever. I keep remembering a part where I was playing with the cheerleader chick and her ankle got twisted or grabbed or something, and they start playing the music just like in the movie. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm making her run down the hall. I'm like, oh, my God.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God, I can't run. Okay, so, yeah, you guys need to come back out of retirement. Now that, you know, you're talking about that, just reminds me of Obscure, the whole storyline. It's kind of supernatural, but still the whole killer is chasing you is always fun. Very unnerving. Blood pressure up. Could you imagine, though, with us, the way that we talk?
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
The killer, like, the killer is in the school. I'm here by myself. Because, you know, they're going to have a point where they say, you have to split up.
Yes.
But on to other things you guys should probably be paying attention to. Sony has made another change to their usage policy. Yes, they've restricted the downloads to 2 devices. Sony has altered the usage policies for its PlayStation Network, cutting down the number of different PlayStation devices a downloadable product can be activated on following purchase. Originally, content purchased from the PlayStation Store could be activated on a total of 5 PlayStation 3 and PSP devices. However, the usage policies are due to change on November 18th. On November 18th, after which point users will only be able to activate downloadable PS3 content on 2 PS3 devices and downloadable PSP content on 2 PSP devices. The company noted that the new usage policies will affect all PSP devices, including the PSP 1000, 2000, and 3000 series, as well as the PSP Go system. These changes will be in effect for all content download after November 18th. You'll still be able to activate anything purchased before that date on five different devices. The company also revealed that it will be launching a new account management website for the PlayStation Network that will allow users to deactivate PlayStation devices attached to their PSN account via PC, which will be nice. But why? One of the comments here is somebody saying, well, some people will have PSN accounts and will buy the game, and then four people will download it. You know what? I'm of this mind, because we were talking about downloadable games don't have as much value. Mm-hmm. Why can't one person buy it, and then if you want additional licenses for other PlayStation, why can't you say, you know what, if you come here, if you want to download it on more than five, you know, here's $5 it'll cost you, an extra $5. And then you can tell your friends, you know, let's all go in on this game. And you give me your five, and you give me your five, and we can all download it. It'll be under my name, but, you know, $5 means you can have it on yours, too.
Yeah.
So, but because it has no value downloading games, I'm sorry. You can't sell them. You can't do anything with them. You can't share them with friends. Even EA is probably going to try to do this at one point. You can only download your Sims on so many computers. I'm like, really? I tell you what, me and my cousin are going to go half on The Sims, and she's going to download it on hers, and I'm going to download it on mine, and whatever. Whatever.
I don't understand why they do that. That is so annoying that they do that. I hate that.
As long as I feel like I don't mind paying. If it was, I got new PlayStation, and for some reason my stuff didn't transfer. What if your PlayStation died and you had to get a new one again? You can't.
Had to get all new games all over again?
Pretty much.
Mm-mm, no.
PopCap did that to me years ago. I have never forgotten it. I bought Lemonade Tycoon because I love those Tycoon games too.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened with the company. They either closed, or that was when somebody else was taken over or whatever have you. And I went back to download my game, and it is gone. And they can find no kind of information about my account other than I have it. But when I got it, and that was a game I wasted money on, which is why I shy away from downloading stuff now.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, it's time for us to go, actually.
Yes, time for us to go.
This was an easy breezy.
Yes, it was.
I actually had something to share. Oh, y'all guys, over the weekend, why don't y'all check out this new show I keep seeing advertised for YouTube TV, and let me know if you like it, because I know they're trying to get their, them and Google are trying to get their, they're advertising their network shows, like TV, like it's regular TV. I like that.
Ooh, I'm going to check that out.
And one of them looks really scary.
Yes.
I want to check it out. All right. We are gone for the weekend. We love you, lovely people. We'll see you around. You know where to find us.
Yes.
Hopefully. Maybe.
Oh, no.
Wow, oh. GLaDOS. We're just going to go. GLaDOS doesn't want us to play anything.
Yep. Sorry, boys and girls.
Let me try something else. Maybe she'll let this one play, since it has zombies in it and things.
Nope.
Okay, we're out of here.
All right, later, boys and girls.